Welcome to Buffalo Spirit Stories, featuring cultural stories from across Turtle Island, from the Windspeaker Media Archives. I'm your host, Sandra Crowfoot. Funding provided by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Today's story is called A Gift from the Little People by Pamela Sexsmith, translated by Norman Cardinal for the Windspeaker newspaper, originally published in 2000. It may come as a surprise to some, but traditional warfare is still alive and well on the plains. It has evolved into a grand celebration that unfolds all year round in the hand game tents. Hand drums vibrate, voices chant, singers cry out, as seemingly tireless players, energized by the joy of the game, battle on through the day and into the night. Working and singing together as a team, people taunt and play mind games that go deeper than words. Players are always trying to figure out their opponents, who are doing the same to them. If you overthink this intense game, it can work against you. But no matter how bad your life is going, the game shuts out the world. It takes you away. It heals and cleanses you in many ways. That is the healing part of the game. You leave the outside world behind. And now in Blackfoot. The origins of the game are ancient and sacred, and the story of how it was given to the people are passed down by the keepers of the story through their families. There are subtle variations that occur in this same story in different regions and tribes. One family's version of the game's origins begins with a Blackfoot war party that raided a Cree camp. Afterwards, the Blackfoot went home, anticipating that the Crees would cross into their territory and retaliate. In response to the raid, the Crees did cross over the Saskatchewan River, but soon after, they were ambushed by the Blackfoot. Back then, the enemy always left one man alive to tell the story of what had happened during a battle. And during this raid, a Cree warrior was hit in the head and severely injured. He was so badly beaten that he only made it back to the river. He was ready to give up when he saw a small elf-like being pop up out of the sticks. Was this real? After disappearing and coming back several times, the little being came straight to him and told him that he could help him. He took that Cree man in his hands and carried him down into a deep hole underneath the riverbank where he lived with his family. There was a grandmother, a grandfather, and his wife. They sent for another little family to play the hiding game. Too sick to move or care, the Cree man laid there, while two little families sat on either side of him, singing, chanting, and hiding the bones. After they had played for 4 days, the man became well enough to travel. And when he got home to his village, he brought the story and the gift of sticks and bones. This is how we got the healing game.
So don't stow so stow maxo o matsko sini. Gya nakai pokita piu. It soh gya ki mimistis. Data panstapse. Matsitski isainakui. Matsitski isai kristukyaki. Genna yok. Itsitapu. Itanstiwai. Kia kukutsipu. Na itu tuini a snake one, asu tisti. It's been niwai. Uumi ni itkta anni maita pipiwai. Makupukita upi msani utsita pimiks.
A game can last from 5 minutes to more than 6 hours. There are 11 sticks and 2 sets of bones, one striped and one clear. The bones are used today as game pieces to commemorate the battle. The striped bones represent the fallen warrior and his battle wounds. The clear bones represent the strong warrior, healed and whole and ready to fight again. Each side will try to get as many sticks as they can until they earn 10 sticks. To win a stick, you must hide the plain bone away from your opponents. When they guess the striped bone, they owe you a stick. And you hide again until they guess both sets of plain bones. It is then your opponent's turn to hide until they can get as many sticks as they can. There are a lot of illusions, tricks, and sleight of hand used. The king's stick is the 11th stick. The ultimate advantage is gained if you win it because you get to use your own sticks and the power that comes from them to manipulate your opponents. But if you lose it, many believe that you lose the power that your set possesses.
Genna na sam garsenu niksi topi kini anyu upitam. So tama topi topi al niksi matapiks eksasia. Genni tenki katumia. So tami ta pistis tobi makata puhsini. Kina asneiku an kagisis tukehtsi. Anniksi itopia. Aamui tukskammi tuupi vaikki aamat sekä niistä matkutapupia. Einskia, keinskia, testunskia. Kiteiksessä tuumia mistä uhkinist. Kenestä oikea neikrtsia niissä suikstikui. Kina on nina tanssi vai. Kerkuttaapu. Ituutrkai. Itumata pitsini katuuman uhkaamui. Suka pi uhkini kinisti mistä sticks kenni mai tomata pitini tesukina kyupi kenno kaamui itei piksi katsupi tukskeist ni se tukske akan se 5 minutes kenni 6 hours akan se samikatsia. Kenno hitsinisi 11 sticks kiasti natu kajusti uhkini. Aamui ni tukska itsena kiu, kiaamui maatsit sena kiu. Nisti uhkini stanno kristi kui hteikhtsia. Makutskini sua niiksi uutsi puutsi itskaanua. Kenno kaamui itsena kiu pi uhkini. Ihtiksimstä ja maanne noutu, no, no fallen warrior kenesti utsita kaspia. Kenianni ksiksenatsi uhkini. Enno nahka strong warrior. No kamut. Isuka psuk makat. Keisuka psi makat sita kitskaan. Kenno kustuavan kaasti sticks. Ohteiksia o muutsaakissa kiipui. Kenno kaamui matsitsitsi, niin kei uhkin matsitsinaakiu. Tiaksikissa tuu. Kiumio ka muuten tuu minua ennenkin itsinaakiu. Kiakukukkia niin, one stick. Kikistu kiekka tiitäkki kisätäkki. Kiekitsä kuka muuten tuu. Kenni sakatsi kisätäkki niiksi. Kitei puutsi katsi mua vaiks. Kiekit saa kuuttu mukaan niistä sticks. Tänni aasti ikä kooja kipissä tapiuan kaamui niitä ei katsuppi. Kiaam nikeimatta niistä ikä tuu king stick. Anjo the 11th stick. Kiaamusta ei niske kistu kiaa ku muu takatu. Kampuka noutsi minikin niistä. Kenistä ei sukaa pia. Kiekkut, mutta ei puut, kiinnikseniksikin ei puutit, kei puutikatsi meniksi, kiinnikseni eiksi mutsia, kenni mai aamui, kistuane kiekkokanoutsi.
In this fast-paced game, players point to indicate their guesses, and each tribe will point differently. The Blackfoot will point with their thumbs, the Cheyenne point with two fingers, the Cree point with a closed upright hand, while the Stony people point with a feather. Some people even have signature moves where they will make a movement like a snake or a bear, or mimic the head-shaking movements of an angry bison. There are many different cultural meanings and expressions of spirituality. It is all part of the battle and psychological strategy. Once you get into it, the game can captivate you. You become focused and caught up in the wave of the game. It is addicting, and it's a good addiction.
Aamu kekkamu, aamu kikatsaapi, uuksk, eitsini katsiiks, essa kukamu tanssia kennikse. Tukskamiksi eiksiinäkiä ni teitikätäniksi siksika ustua aamuksi utthtam ihteiksiä. Kenno kaksaa jään, usvain naatuka, miksi aksu kitsua oiksi ihtei. Kennikse usta ihteiksi näki. Ja kenno kaamukse, niksi asseneeksi ustua aasti utsua oista ajukimia. Keniksi aaksi, miksi stoni ustua ihteiksi näki ja ustua feather. Kenno kistunun aaks matapiiks, tukskammiks, itän sitä peskapiani pitsiiksin, keniksi tukskammiks kiaju, ken tukskammiks itei matsita vaavahkeapiks, ja niksi ii, niiksan manista vaavahkeapiks. Anno kikakoi, anno kaamu, kisnu nestutsi, anno kikatuapi, katsukaapi vaamu, sukaapi teessuksuksemistu. Kikistu kamitsin sin kestämitap isuka piu. Kestämitap ikatsi iku itapiku kakiku. Matan sti inskatup addiction mumba. Kemno kaamui itekatsupi.
Thank you for listening to Buffalo Spirit Stories. If you enjoyed hearing this story and would like to read more stories about indigenous culture, please visit the Buffalo Spirit section on the Windspeaker website at windspeaker.com.